Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everyone. Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. I hope you are all well, and I'm sure you very much are after what we've just witnessed at Bramall Lane tonight. 6-0 win for Arsenal, a second 6-0 win in just a few weeks following on from that win at West Ham. The goals just keep on coming. I went into this one, I don't know, I was a little bit worried because everyone thought Arsenal were going to win this comfortably against the Premier League's bottom team, Sheffield United, who are conceding goals for fun. Arsenal were scoring goals for fun. I don't know, the pessimist in me makes me think, oh no, there's some horrible Premier League moment coming here. But shouldn't have worried. Absolute cruise control once again for Arsenal. 3-0 up inside 15 minutes. It was just a matter from that point of how many they were going to get. They got six. It could have been more, but they did cruise through the second half, having gone in at the break 5-0 up. So I'll do tonight's show, just looking at my player ratings. I'll go over, give my sort of immediate reaction to what we saw in that performance as well. And then tomorrow's show will be much more in depth, looking at what Mikel Arteta has had to say as well. So let's get going in the immediate reaction to tonight's win at Bramall Lane. And it was just another dominant performance, a record-breaking performance. Arsenal's record-breaking start to 2024, in fact, continues at pace. They are now the first team in English top-flight history to score five or more away goals away from home in three successive games. That is the pace that they're setting at the moment. That is the record. Those are the records they're breaking at the moment. Goal difference just continues to go up and up and up. Could have been more, no doubt about it. It definitely could have been more. They did take their foot off the gas in the second half. They cruised through it. I haven't been 5-0 up at halftime. Maybe that's the one complaint, if you want to complain after a win like that and after a performance like that. But maybe that is the one complaint. They could have gone on and got 7, 8, 9, who knows, even 10. But they didn't. They did take the foot off the gas, but the job was absolutely well and truly done. And now you can get the attention sort of switched firmly to that game against Brentford at the weekend. They were just on it from the start. I mean, it took them 4 minutes to score with Martin Odegaard getting that goal, but they could have scored a couple inside that before Odegaard made it 1-0 on 4 minutes. Saka hit the bar, then Martinelli had one cleared off the line. Then I think it was Saka got in down the right, whipped across a ball across the six-yard box that Kai Havertz just missed. You thought at that point, and when I say that point, I'm literally meaning 3 minutes. Thought, oh no, it's not going to be one of those nights, is it? But you didn't need to worry because within 60 seconds, a goal had gone in. Martin Odegaard on hand to turn in Declan Rice cross, although Declan Rice doesn't get the assist for that because it took a deflection, quite a big deflection. Kai Havertz, nice little sort of dummy from him at the near post, and there was Odegaard to make it 1-0. Second goal came soon after that. Saka getting in down the right. I mean, Saka gave Austin Trusty a torturous time during the first sort of 15 minutes. The Sheffield United manager, Chris Wilder, did change things around fairly quickly and move Trusty back into a sort of central defensive role in a back three. But he started off as a fullback for some reason. And Bukayo Saka just kept knocking it past in him and going, and that's where the second goal came from, is ultimately an own goal. Saka getting in down the right pass, Trusty whipped it in, own goal at the back post. Then it was 3-0 soon after. A couple of minutes later, lovely break by Arsenal. Odegaard playing it out wide to Kai Havertz. Not Kai Havertz, it was Jakub Kivior, actually. He laid the ball to Martinelli. Martinelli's shot took a bit of deflection, went in 3-0. That was after 15 minutes. I mean, the Sheffield United fans, when I say Arsenal set the record here, becoming the first term team in English top flight history to score five or more goals in three consecutive away games, Sheffield United became the first side in English top flight history to concede five or more goals in three successive home games. That's what we saw, bore witness to tonight in the Premier League. So, yeah, a record for Arsenal to savour, a record for Sheffield United to want to forget, really. So yeah, that was 3-0. Then Kai Havertz made it 4-0 with a really nice goal, and I thought this was really encouraging. Kai Havertz was excellent. I thought he was. I have actually given Kai Havertz my man of the match, and I'll get to that in the player ratings in a bit. Odegaard got man of the match on the TV, but I actually gave my one to Kai Havertz. I thought he was excellent, and I loved his goal that made it 4-0. I just loved the finish, because there's been lots of times this season you want to see Havertz finish like that. When he gets into that position, you want to see him really put his foot through it, you know, shoot with some conviction. Too often, you know, so there's been miles too many times when you've seen Havertz getting in decent positions and he's not quite put his foot through it. He's looked a bit tentative in his finishing. But this one, there was real conviction in the shot. It was a brilliant finish into the far corner to make it 4-0. And I really loved that from Kai Havertz. And I want to see more from that as the season progresses. I think that shows how confident he is right now that he finishes his chances like that. That was 4-0. Then Declan Rice got on the end of some more brilliant Saka play to make it 5-0 soon after. That was the score at half-time. Only one more goal in that second half. And that came from Ben White, Benny Blanco, getting on the end of some more really good play by Kai Havertz to set it up. And it was a really lovely finish from Ben White to make it 6-0. And I mean, you just can't really ask for much more than that, can you? It was just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. The second half was a lot of fun. There was one issue when Gabriel Martinelli got injured, and that doesn't look great. He was carried off. I've got a screen grab of it, actually, if you haven't seen it yet, if you missed the game. And this is how that's Ben White. Sorry, that's how Gabriel Martinelli left the pitch. And that is a worry. It didn't look like he could put any sort of weight on his foot. The incident happened on the edge of the box, and he tried to take a shot and he just clashed foots with the Sheffield United defender. Immediately your mind goes to like a metatarsal injury or something like that, but we'll wait and see. Like I said, I'm recording this pretty much bang on the final whistle, so I'm going to wait and see what Mikel Arteta has to say in his post-match press conference about Martinelli. But it was the one sort of worry from what was a really good night for Arsenal, and fingers crossed that's nothing too serious. Bukayo Saka went off at half-time. We think that was just literally being rested because Arsenal were 5-0 up and Mikel Arteta decided to take him off. And again, we'll wait and get confirmation of that from Mikel Arteta's press conference, which will be happening very, very soon. So yeah, worry about Gabriel Martinelli, but other than that, just a really, really good night's work for Arsenal.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, player ratings time. Let's go through these, shall we? David Raya, I mean, he could have pulled up a deck chair. He was so underused at times. I mean, he must have touched the ball with his hands, I reckon, four or five times max in that game. But what he did have to do, he did it very well, his passing, and, you know, he swept up. So when he was called into action, he was fine. So I gave him a 7. Ben White, I gave an 8. His partnership with Saka in that first half was really, really good. He was causing Sheffield United all sorts of problems down the right-hand side, whether that be overlapping Saka or coming in a more inverted role. Popped up with the goal in the second half. Lovely finish as well. Left foot from Ben White. Drilled it in after good play by Kai Havertz. So gave Ben White an 8. Saliba and Gabriel, just cruise control. You know, literally playing in second gear. I can't imagine they'll have higher sort of average starting positions on a pitch than they did in this game today all season. They were so high up, and that was just a, you know, indication of Arsenal's dominance, how high the two centre-backs were playing. And yeah, easy night's work. Another clean sheet for the pair of them. Gave them both 7s. Jakub Kivior's good recent run continued. Got an assist as well. So I gave him a 7. Jorginho at the base of that midfield, again, just kept things ticking over as all the kind of madness unfolded around him. At times, you'd kind of forgot that Jorginho was playing, because just everything he did it so calmly and composed. He just kept moving the ball on, giving it to the players who were going to cause the problems and put more pressure on Sheffield United. So I gave Jorginho a 7. Declan Rice, another goal, another assist. For Declan Rice, he kept wanting more. Declan Rice, he sort of saw that at times. He actually saw the camera pan in on him, I think, after the 5th goal, and he saw him saying more, more, more. He wanted it from his teammates to keep going and to go for the kill. Just another great performance from Declan Rice. Lovely finish from him as well. Good play by Saka down the right, but really good finish from Declan Rice. So, yeah, gave him an 8. Martin Odegaard, superb. Again, exceptional. Martin Odegaard set the ball rolling with that early goal. His movement was brilliant. His quick feet, his technique. Sheffield United just couldn't get near him. He was just on another level. Martin Odegaard, I gave him a 9. Bukayo Saka only on the pitch for 45 minutes, but in that time, he was just exceptional. Sheffield United just couldn't cope with him down the right. Like I said, he started off with Austin Trusty. Then Chris Wilder made a change and trying to stop Saka, but even that couldn't stop him. And the only disappointing thing for him is that he didn't score in the 45 minutes he was on the pitch, but he did get 2 assists. I gave Saka an 8. Kai Havertz, like I said, was my man of the match. I thought Odegaard was excellent, and I'm not, you know, I wouldn't complain about him getting man of the match on Sky because he was superb. But I just thought Havertz, his goal was great. His assists were really good. He got another 2 of them. Just a player in excellent form. He's just silencing an awful lot of critics at the moment. And yeah, I thought he was excellent. So Kai Havertz was my man of the match. Gave him a 9 out of 10. Gabriel Martinelli, you know, before he went off injured, was causing him all sorts of problems. Goal and assist for him. Gave him an 8. And that injury is just kind of one blot on Arsenal's night. And we can just sort of sit here, fingers crossed that it's not too bad. Lots of substitutions. Fabio Vieira came out at halftime. Good to see him back. Mikel obviously choosing to get some minutes into his legs for the first time in about 3 or 4 months. I thought he was really lively, actually, Fabio Vieira. I thought it was a really good second half cameo from him. Almost got a lovely assist for Gabriel Martinelli after some good link-up play. He looked sharp. He looked fast. There was some good turn of paces from him. Some really nice passing. So I gave Fabio Vieira a 7. Jesus, Partey and Suarez all came on together. Jesus was unlucky. Almost scored. Curling effort into the far corner. Keeper saves. Another couple of chances where probably should have shot Jesus, but decided not to. I gave him and Partey a 6. It was great to see Thomas Partey back. Saw some typically good passing from Thomas Partey. Did look rusty at times as well, Thomas, but really good to see him back on the pitch. And that was only going to be a good thing for Arsenal, and you can get more minutes in him hopefully against Brentford. Then Trossard and Cedric Suarez came on as well, but they couldn't really influence the game at that point, and it was sort of petering out into that 6-0 win as well. So I didn't give either of those two a mark, but on the whole, look, a fantastic night for Arsenal, another thumping win for Arsenal, and we roll on until Brentford on Saturday. Until tomorrow's show, enjoy your evening, Arsenal fans. I'm sure you will enjoy looking at that league table win against Brentford and the Saturday lunchtime kickoff. Saturday 5:30 kickoff, and Arsenal will be top of the Premier League. And then it's over to Manchester City versus Liverpool the following day. Be back tomorrow, everyone. Have a good night. Speak to you soon. Bye bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.